Amen. Amen. Praise God. Give our platform another hand if you would. They have worked hard putting this all together. Amen. I do ask that you remember my sister in prayer, and let's believe the Lord for her recovery and that everything will be all right. Amen. Praise God. Ain't God somebody? He's showing off today. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus is in the house. While you're standing, why don't we go to the word of the Lord? Praise God. We let the Sunday school come in here. Gave the Sunday school teachers today off. Man, they feel like they're on vacation. I don't know how the kids feel. I hope they're all right. Praise God. They love their Sunday school classes. Praise God. Acts chapter 17, verse 5 through 9. Acts chapter 17, verses 5 through 9. And got a little something simple for you here today. I'd like to share for a little while. Again, so grateful that you're in the house of God with us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Folks receiving the Holy Ghost around here this morning, okay? Is that okay? And then we've got three already to be baptized in the wonderful name of Jesus. Just coming up, found it in the Word of God. I see this. I understand it. I want to be baptized that way. That's just wonderful. But the Jews, which believed not, they moved with envy. Somebody turn to your neighbor and say, that means jealousy. Now tell them, you didn't know I was that smart, did you? They drew Jason. Everybody say Jason. Where are we going with this? Take me back. Take me back. Hey. You couldn't pay me to be back there right now. If you would look at that equipment, it looks like the dash of a 747. And how they're figuring it out, I don't know. But here we go. The Jews believed not. They moved with envy and jealousy, took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, folks that just would do anything for a dollar, and gathered a company. They got a big group of them. Set all the city in an uproar. Got them all mad and upset. And assaulted the house, everybody say the house of Jason. That's very significant, and I'll share that with you in a little while. But they assaulted the house of Jason and sought to bring them out to the people. When they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city. Does that have a similarity to it? They took Jason to the rulers of the city, whom Jason had received, and these all do contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, one Jesus. They didn't want to believe in a carpenter king. And they troubled the people and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. When they had taken security of Jason, they got him, and of the other, they let him go. They had to let him go. They had to let what Jason and the disciples were up to, they had to let that go. And that's what they did. Let me preach for just a little while today upon a subject simply entitled, That Church. Turn to your neighbor and say, he's preaching that church. Thank you so much. Amen. Let's look to the Lord in prayer and ask the Lord to help us this morning. Master, we call on the name of Jesus. We seek the face and the very favor of the Lord. We ask you to move upon the remaining part of this wonderful service in which you have already done so many mighty miracles. We ask you, Lord, to minister to us and let us walk in the Holy Ghost as we do so. God bless our preaching, bless our teaching, and bless our reaching in Jesus' name. Somebody shout amen. God richly bless you as you're seated just now. Amen. I won't take very long. The Spirit has already done a great work. But the book of Acts is simply that. Amen. The actions of the apostles. The disciples and followers of Jesus Christ. I'm just here to tell you, follow them and you'll never be lost. And I'm talking about following them, because we are to follow them as they followed Christ. They were personally trained by Him themselves. And I'm just telling you here today that if we will follow them, we'll do okay. If we'll follow their actions, that's why a whole book was given to the actions of the apostles and called the Book of Acts. And so in that, you will find truth. In that, you will find the beginning of the church. In that, you'll find out how to get into the church. Amen. The Gospels are the four posts of the gate that enters into the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are the entrance into the New Testament. The New Testament did not come into fruition until after the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. Because I cannot give you my will and testament until I'm dead. Amen. And so they were the introductory. And then you have the book of Acts. The book of Acts does not end. That's why it ends with amen. That means so be it. Let it continue. Praise God. And so, if we follow the disciples, now, if one thing Simon Peter said was right, why isn't everything he said right? We're going to preach one thing Paul said. Why don't we preach everything Paul preached? Right? I'm going to tell you something about that 90% thing. Amen. We're living in a world that doesn't have absolutes, and we'll talk about that momentarily. But I'm just telling you right now, amen, 90% won't cut it when you have to be absolute. There's some absolutes in this life that we must maintain. Praise God. And so, Paul, what we've read about is Paul and his bunch turned up the heat when they decided to camp out at Jason's house in Thessalonica. They were spreading the same gospel Peter started on the day of Pentecost, and the religious world didn't like it then, and I'm sorry to tell you, but they don't like it now. Brother Pete Long and Randy and myself, we fellowship trying to catch up through all the years. We've known one another for a long time, but we haven't been with one another for a long time, and we were catching up. And he said, Kenny, you remember when we were doing outreach one time when we were teenagers? And he said, I knocked on that preacher's door. I'm not going to tell you what denomination. That's irrelevant. He said, I knocked on that preacher's door. That preacher opened the door, and I gave him a tract. He understood where we were, and he started cussing me out. He said, sir, he said, I just want to give you a tract. You can come if you want to, but you don't have to. And the guy just kept cussing. And he said, you blankety blank little blankety blank. He said, I'm so sick of y'all. He said, your little axe and your 238s. He said, I'm so sick of it. He said, I'm tired of it. And he's standing there with like a deer in the headlights, you know, and think, hey, what's going on with you, buddy? I'll tell you what's going on. Paul's bunch has come to town, and they're turning your world upside down. And you're turning into one of those lesser people. Amen. Those lewd fellows, those people that want to do something. Hey, you can't stop the truth. The truth shall make you free. Amen. And the truth will triumph. And the truth comes out. Hallelujah. I'm not here to fuss. I'm not here to fight. I'm not here to bite at anybody. But if anybody asks me, and anybody's hungry enough to want to know, I've got a word for you today. Amen. Can I tell you that this is that church? This is the same church that started on the day of Pentecost. Why in God's name would He change His mind? Why would He change something that worked on the day of Pentecost? If it worked on the day of Pentecost, why won't it work right now? And if it's working right now, why won't it work tomorrow? I don't know if you noticed it or not, but it was working this morning. It was working this morning. Amen. The Holy Ghost was in the house. The Spirit of God worked it this morning. People have already gotten what they need from God. When they wake up in the morning, they're going to be a better individual because they've already tapped into it. They didn't have to repeat after me. They didn't have to raise their hand or toot their horn. Hallelujah. They knew God done something for them because it shook their world. It came into them just like it came into that upper room. And I'm here to tell you, and I've almost got a sense of pride about it. This is that church. Paul couldn't help it. He came there, hung out with Jason, stayed in his house. Jason said, y'all come on in my house. Everybody shout, my house. It's significant. I'll tell you about it. Amen. He said, come on in here and let's do this thing. And they started preaching. Paul hung around for a good while. Paul started churches all over the New Testament. Amen. If you'll remember, he was like that bunch. He came against the Lord. He came against the doctrine. He came against the truth until the Lord knocked him off his horse, blinded him. And Paul said, Lord, who are you? Well, he's starting right because he called him Lord right to begin with. He knew that only the Lord could do that. And he said, I'm Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It's hard for you to be rebellious now, isn't it, buddy? Now, I've got some folks that are going to tell you something. And when they tell you, you better listen to them. And he did. And he surpassed all of them in his ministry and wound up writing over half the New Testament Bible. Because he became that church. Hallelujah. This is the same church. This is the same word. This is the same spirit. This is what's wrong with sameness. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God above you all, in you all, and running through you. Amen. Paul was turning the world upside down with the gospel. What religion was failing to do, Jesus was successfully getting it done. Amen. This thing came in with a fire, and so cold, dead rituals will not do. Not in the world the way it is today. Did you know that Jason was a Romanized form? The name Jason was a Romanized form of the name of Jesus? Look it up. You mean Jesus had disciples in his house in Thessalonica? Amen. Kind of the same scenario. They came and got a hold of Jason. They came and got a hold of Jesus. They came and got a hold of Jesus' disciples. They got a hold of the disciples when they were with Jason. Amen. But I'm telling you, Jason's name may be a Romanized version of the name of Jesus. But I'm telling you, it took the disciples to turn the world upside down. We're not compromising this message because we're living in the same world they lived in. And if they were hungry for God back then, they're hungry for God right now. I'm not preaching to religion, and I'm not talking about a status quo, but I'm talking about people that are hungry. I'm talking about people that are thirsty, people that need a way out, people that need hope, people that need genuine help. I'm here to tell you today, God is in this house. This is the same house that Jason had. This is the same church that Peter had. This is the same church that Jesus got. Amen. You are in that church today, and there's not one soul that my God can't help. There's not one soul that he can't heal. There's not one individual that he can't render assistance to. I don't care what your problem is today. My God is a problem solver, and you ought to lift his name up with me right now. Somebody praise the name of Jesus. Hey, come on now. I don't care if you're Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Lutheran, or Catholic. Everybody ought to praise the name of the Lord. Everybody ought to lift up the name of the Lord. We need to shake our world from center to circumference and let them know that Jesus is in the house. Amen. When Jesus gets people in his house that are doers of the world gets turned upside down and inside out. They still try to hide him in the book of Romans. I'm not talking about the book of Romans itself, but I'm talking about They still try to hide him in the book of Romans. Amen. They'll go Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Romans. Hello? Let me just tell you something. You can't get to the book of Romans till you go through the book of Acts. And when you get through the book of Acts, you're ready for Romans, because Romans was a letter to the church. It was not a letter to sinners. Amen. Hallelujah. But the book of Acts told you how to begin, how to get started, how to get in it, what's going to happen, how it's going to happen, how good you're going to feel when it does happen. And when it happens, you're ready to understand how to act in the church, how to be in the church, how to form to the church of the living God. Don't you hopscotch over the book of Acts and get to the book of Romans. They tried that. They changed his name to Jason because they didn't want anything to be with Jesus. Do you hear what I'm saying today? They can't hide Jesus. You can't hide him. Hey, he's the author and the finisher of our faith. He put this book together and he put it in the form that it's in. That's the way he anointed people to put it that way. And that's the way it is. Do you have faith in Jesus? They still try to hide. However, you can't get to the book of Acts or the book of Romans till you go through it. Listen, go with me to Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Are you ready for this? Are you ready? And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Everybody shout, one. Amen. And when the day of Pentecost was there, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Okay. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. It sat upon every one of them. And they were all, everybody shout, all, filled with the Holy Ghost, began to speak with other tongues. We don't pray for people to speak in tongues. We pray for them to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And when they are, that's what happens. As the Spirit gave them utterance. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost fell then. The Holy Ghost has already fallen once around this altar, and the Holy Ghost is going to fall again. Why? Because we're not going to restrict the Spirit. Amen. You young people, hear me and hear me well. You go dribble your basketball, but when it's time to worship God, you get your carcass here. You go talk goo-goo and gaga to your girlfriend. But when it's time to have good church, you get yourself here. You get over here. Don't you ever let anything take the place of Jesus. Don't you let any... Don't let anybody deceive you. Don't let anybody talk you out of it. Don't you get all confused in your mind just because you're making an excuse that you want more of the world than you want more of God. You let the world know that I want more of God. I'm not going to put my head in the sand. I'm not going to hide in a cave. I know I got to live in this world, so I'll throw a football every now and then. I'll dribble a basketball every now and then. I might drive my car a little bit too fast every now and then. Amen. But when it's time to worship God in spirit and in truth, I'm going to be looking for that church. When it's time to get excited, when it's time to leap for joy. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying. You're saying all churches aren't alike. Amen. No, they're not alike, but they should be. Somebody get Psalms 150 for me. Amen. I want to show you what the church is like. Amen. Amen. Because you don't have to believe me, but let's try our best to believe the Word of God. Listen, let me tell you something about the Word of God. The Word of God is a book that is alive. Amen. Now, you can read Maxwell Smart. You can read everybody, Licato, Tomato, Tomato. You can read any of those. I do. Amen. I eat all the fish and spit out the bones. Praise God. They say some good stuff. Amen. But I'm just telling you, you need to let the Word of God come alive. Don't just take notes and highlight what you like. You go from Genesis to Revelation and receive all of it, because it is all the Word of Almighty God. And the Bible said, praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him. Now, it's going to tell you how to praise Him. Are you ready to know how to praise Him? Are you ready for this? Hallelujah. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet, the sound. Praise Him with the psaltery and the harp. That was their instruments then. Praise Him with the timbrel and the dance. Don't you sit here like a mannequin and then go dance yourself to pieces on some dance floor somewhere because the devil stole the dance away from your church. You get back at church and you give your dance back to God and let the devil hang himself on the moon. And you get back to the house and praise Him in the dance. Praise Him with the stringed instrument. Praise Him with the organ. Praise Him upon the loud cymbal. Woo! Praise Him upon the high-sounding cymbal. Let everything... Oh, you mean me? That's everything, ain't it? Hallelujah. You mean I need to pray? That's everything, isn't it? Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. If you're breathing, praise Him. If you're breathing, worship Him. If you're breathing, magnify Him. Hallelujah. And if where you're hanging out can't do that, you get yourself to that house. This is that house. And we will always be that house. I don't care how simple they look at us. We are simple. Look at us. We're turtles on a fence post. You ever seen a turtle on a fence post? Me either. But if you ever do, you know how he got there? Somebody put him there. He ain't got the wherewithal to climb that fence post. Amen. And I don't have the wherewithal to get where I am today. And you don't have the wherewithal to get where you're at today. We must give the glory to God. So you look at me and say, and understand this. Praise God. When those Romans went and hired those baser sorts, when those Romans went and hired all of those ugly people to do what they did against Jason and his those disciples, understand this. The Lord turned around and used it against them. And He said, I'm going to call the simple. I'm going to call the unwise too. I'm going to call the uneducated. I'm going to call, hey, Peter, they marveled at Simon Peter's doctrine because he was unlearned. Do you understand that? Call me simple. I don't care because I am. Amen. Call me ignorant. It doesn't matter to me. But look what ignorance is doing. Look what simple is doing. Look what the Lord is doing. I'm telling you, there's an electricity in here. There's a high voltage in here. There's an anointing in here. And it can break the yoke and tear down strongholds. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So this is that church. It was prophesied by the prophet Joel in 2:28. Amen. Joel 2:28 says, it shall come to pass that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. It came to pass in Acts 2:16 where the writer said, this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. In those days I will pour out of my spirit. This is that day and this is that church. The fire is still falling. And the Holy Ghost is greater than ever before. I'm sorry, but you're not going to find polar bears in the pulpit and icebergs in the pew at Landmark. I feel sorry for churches that let their oil go out and have no desire to refill their lamps. While there's plenty of time, chance, and opportunity, we can't let our conscience be seared with hot irons. Amen. We must not become reprobate. We must not believe a lie and be damned. Hallelujah. I've never seen anybody receive anything from God with their mouth shut. So that's why those scriptures said, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. We found our possessions. Now let's be possessed by what we found. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You watch so much zombie mess on television and junk and demon possession everywhere else, and you come to, hey, why don't we just get possessed with Jesus Christ? Somebody said, oh my goodness, don't go down there to that church. That pastor got a handkerchief, and if he waves that thing over you, something's going to get on you. You'll go crazy. You go nuts. I always told the church, I said, if that was true, I'd have a bed sheet. Praise God. because everybody needs a little bit of what I got. I can't help it. Amen. It's bigger than I am, and I'm ready to pour it out on everybody that needs it. He said, in the last days, I will pour out of my spirit. I've got his spirit, and I want him to pour out of that. My, 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 my. Amen. Let me just take a moment to tell you here today, you do not get where we've gotten with self-centered people. We've given it. We've got giving it, loving it, and living it kinds of people. We got humble to the bone kind of people. We got passion-powered people, hard-working, put-your-hand-to-the-plow kind of people. People with humility don't think less of themselves. People with humility do not think less of themselves. They just think of themselves less. I'll tell you another notable thing about humility. It'll get you an audience with the king every time. Let me tell you something about Jerusalem. Listen to this. The reason Jerusalem is so favored of God is because the Lord ordered Joshua to go in and to take Canaan. Jerusalem was a part of all of that. And when Joshua went in, he invaded Jerusalem, according to Judges. And then he took it over. And then the Bible said he set it on fire. So how are we going to take Davidson County? We're just going to come in, take over, and set it on fire. We've got deep convictions about affecting our world with this gospel. This church would be ashamed to lead this world with this gospel and not have shared it. Amen. And done anything for the kingdom of God. Someone said hurting people hurt people. And that's the truth. When people hurt, they hurt people. And one way to know that someone's hurting is when they're going around trying to hurt other people. Praise God. But I say people that have been helped, help people that need help. Amen. If our God can save us, he can save anybody. Am I right, Brother Mike? Absolutely. We've learned at Landmark that none of us are as smart as all of us. None of us are as smart as all of us. We will gather. We will gather the harvest because the harvest is white. The harvest is ripe. The reapers may be few, but we've got grit. We've got guts and we've got determination. Fortitude filled with faith and a Father that is with us to the end of the world. We are that church. To those searching for a quick fix, we may be of very little relevance to you. But the Lord is searching for people willing to plant the fields that lead to harvest and who recognize the church where most of us spend the greater part of our lives, preparing it to be a very holy and a very fertile ground. This is not about me. This is not about you, but this is about the world that is turned upside down, needing the gospel, the anointing. The sickle is set, the harvest is here, and this is the church. We're not pretending. We are contending for the faith. Hallelujah. Amen. And so it is. Acts 2:38 is still the gospel. The birth, the life, the death. It's the death. It's the burial. It's the resurrection. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. How do I associate with that? Peter said unto them, repent. Anybody believe in repentance anymore? And be baptized. How many of you? Just that church? Every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. For what? Join the church? What does the Bible say? Somebody help me. For the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost because it's a separate experience. Repentance, baptism, Holy Ghost, separate experience. Just like death and a burial and a resurrection is a separate experience. Amen. But it is still the gospel. Amen. You say, well, that's what he did. Amen. Well, then if we're going to be like him, then we need to die, we need to be buried, and we need to be resurrected. You ever sing the song, to be like Jesus? On earth I long to be like him. Well, here we go. Praise God. Amen. Stop trying to qualify. Listen, you don't get good to get God. Somebody said, if I go to your church, it will cave in because you don't know how. Listen, you don't get good enough to get God. You get God to get good. And so you come as you are. And by the grace of God, you won't stay that way. Is that good? Well, then you may be seated. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to feel the pull to something more powerful than this old worn out world. The devil wants the airways, right? He wants the highways and the byways. He wants to bring you to the low ways, down and out ways. In short, the devil wants to minimize what God wants to maximize. The paralysis that confines us to small spiritual places is often rooted in fear, fueled by those that are sometimes closest to us. The people you love are sometimes guilty of encouraging us to live in an anti-spiritual mode. I was with people this past week, and a lady told me, she said, I'm so excited. The doctor said they could not find any cancer cells. And her own mother said, not right now, they can't. It's like, but they probably will. Hello? Amen. I'm just telling you, sometimes we get what we got and we go home and we get to bragging on Jesus about what he's done. And they say, well, I just don't believe that. That's not the way I was raised. That's not what grandpa told me. That's not what we do. You're going down there, that cult, and you're carrying on a bunch of nonsense down there like that. Don't you go back no more. Amen. I'm telling you, I've met parents that would rather their kids be on drugs than to run the aisles at Landmark. That don't make sense to me. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You can run around in the world, but you can't run around in the church. You can worship in the world, but you can't worship in the church. Why don't you just look at it this way? I got what I got from God for me. Amen. If you want it, you can have it, but don't cuss me out because I've got it, and don't cuss me out because we've come to town, and don't cuss me out because we're turning the world upside down, and don't fuss and cuss at me because I'm excited and happy and thrilled about what God has done. I'm here to rejoice. I'm here to worship. I'm here to praise and magnify the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Your eternity is not about anyone else but you. Don't let the devil steal your next level. This is the church, and the Holy Ghost is here to help you. In a world where there are no absolutes, I'm here to tell you Jesus is completely absolute. He's your healer. He's your hope. He's your help. He's your fire by night, cloud by day. He's your water when you're thirsty. He's your food when you're hungry. Are you tired of it? He's your first and the last. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the soon coming King. He's a conquering King. He's the King of everything. Amen. There's no problem too big for God. Amen. Nothing that he cannot solve. Praise God. God is able, and he's getting ready to meet some needs tonight. Today, he's getting ready to meet some needs in the lives of those that have genuine needs. Praise God. You don't come to church and look pretty and cover up the fact that you're hurting. You don't have to come to church and do like everybody else and try to be like everybody else, when on the inside something is burning and something hurts and something is broken and something needs mending. You come to that church, and that's where the Lord can mend the broken heart. That's where he can put back together that broken spirit. That's where he can lift you where you've been knocked down. Where he can give you strength where there's weakness. And when you leave, the Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong. He's able, and he's getting ready to meet a need. Let's stand together, shall we? Thank you for your patience. My ranting and raving. I get a little excited when I preach. I know you can't tell. I had to tell you. But there's some exciting things going on here at Landmark. And this is that church. And I make no apologies for it. It's this way in the beginning, and it will be greater than this in the end, because the latter rain will be greater than the former rain. It will not be executed. It will not be dismissed. It will be greater. Your need and problems are no match for the love of God that He has for you. And I'm just calling and asking, if there's anybody here today that has a need, and if there's anybody close to them that knows they have a need, and they don't want to come alone, why don't you ask them if they want you to come with them? Come with a friend. Come with a family member. And let's pray for somebody that has a need in their life today. Come on, sir. Come right on. Praise God. They were waiting for you to come first anyway. Amen. Whatever it may be. Whatever it may be. Don't continue to bear it. Don't continue to fight it. Let the Lord take care of it. I'm going to ask the ministry team if you'll come and help us pray. I'm going to ask the saints of God if you would help us pray. The altar is open for whosoever will. Let them come and drink of the waters of life freely. And the Lord, the righteous judge, will come and He will give you something to drink. He'll give you things to feast upon. The Spirit is here to help. The power of God is here to bless. The anointing is here today to break the yoke. And the Spirit of God is here to lift you. Somebody reach out and pray with somebody right now. Somebody reach out and believe God with somebody right now. Let's trust the Lord. I just need a little bit more. I need a little bit more. I want a little bit more. Lord, here I come, and I have faith for the future. Lord, here I come, and I've got faith for the fire. I've got faith for Your anointing. I've got faith for Your grace. I've got faith for Your goodness. I've got faith for Your mercy.
I will worship you.
Oh, you are my Lord.
all my heart. You're my Lord. You're my Lord. You're my Lord.
You are my Lord.
You're my Lord. Somebody help me praise Him. He's so big I can't do all this by myself. Somebody help me glorify Him. If you'll join me, we'll give Him more glory than He's ever had. If you'll join me in praise, we'll raise Him. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. So somebody help me lift Him. Help me praise Him. Let's end this first service in a grand finale in glory and honor and praise. Hallelujah. Ah, come on now.
I got to praise.
Yeah.
I got to praise and I got to let it out.
I've got to praise. Who got to praise? Somebody,
I've got a praise inside of me, and I gotta let it out.
Let it out.
I've got a praise inside of me, and I gotta let it out.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a praise inside of me, and I gotta let it out.
Lift your hands and shout.
Praise Him.
Praise Him. Let it out.
Let it out.
Yeah.
Let
Woo.
It out. Let it out.
Oh, come
I've
on.
I've got a praise inside of me.
Yeah.
I've got to let it out.
I've got to let it out.
I've got a praise inside of me. And I've got to let it out.
My.
I've got a praise inside of me.
Glory. Somebody ought to leap for joy.
Inside of me, and I've got to let it out.
Let it out.
I've got a praise inside of me, and I've got to let
gotta
it out.
Let 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 it out.
My. Woo. Yeah, yeah, yeah! Praise Him!
Let it out!
Let it out!
I've got a praise inside of me, and I've got to let it out.
Oh, Holy Ghost!
I've got a praise inside of me, and I've got to let it out. I've got a praise,
I've got a praise, and I've got to let it out. I've got a praise! Oh, there they go! And I've got to let it out. I've got to pray. David said I could run through a troop and leap over a wall. Well, let's just run through a troop and leap over a wall.
and I've got to let it out. I've got to praise. I've got to praise.
Somebody ought to let it out right now. Come on. You know it's in there. You got a hallelujah that wants to come out. You've got a thank you, Jesus, that wants to come out. Bring it on. Bring it. Hallelujah. Let it out. Oh, yes. Somebody shout, yes. Let's start church again. One more time now.
I gotta pray. I gotta pray. Then I gotta let it out.
I've got to pray. Yeah. Yeah. There's a young lady here that wants to be baptized in Jesus' name. Where'd she go? Where'd she go? Wave at me right here. Right there. She's like me. She got short itis. One of you precious ladies in the church, would you give her a hand and assist her in getting ready to be baptized in that wonderful name of the Lord? Devin Paul and his wife are going to be baptized in Jesus' name today, and we're so excited about that right there. Amen. God richly bless you. Somebody assist them and help them and preparing them to be baptized. God bless you. You're dismissed. Thank you so much for coming. Praise God. Come back again tonight early for prayer. Let's have great church again this evening, and let's see what the Lord does.